Hi, my name is Isaiah Hardy and welcome to the Vessel Podcast, where we look to inspire, create, and motivate you to have a blessed day. You ever feel like your life is not on track because it didn't go the way you thought it would go? That you didn't have the house that you wanted, or you didn't have the relationship that you wanted, and you didn't get the job that you wanted or dreamed of, and because of that, your life is out of sorts? Or maybe you've made a mistake that was so stupid, so dumb, like the dumbest person on earth would have been smarter than you on that mistake, and now you feel like your life is all off track. Sometimes I think we think that. Sometimes I think we believe that. I think we believe because our dreams don't come the way we thought it was supposed to come, or because of our own personal failures as human beings, that life is not right, or that we've messed up our lives so much so that it can never be fixed, and that God can no longer use us. Well, that's just not the case. The truth of the matter is, setbacks are the time for setups. I believe that everything in life has a purpose. Every little detail, every little intricate part of life is important. And if you can see that and you can genuinely believe that, then it will make your journey in this life so much better. This week, I've been pondering about different things, about different perspectives on my life and different perspectives about God and how He uses everything to our benefit, the small things and the big things. And I realized that it all plays a role. Everything plays a role. Everything plays a part. There is nothing in our lives that is just up for chance. It all has a purpose. Let me give you an example. So I have been going through something mentally to where every time I have a problem or a situation, I ask God for help. And, you know, being a single man, sometimes I have thoughts of, you know, relationships, what have you. And sometimes I can struggle in that mindset because I'll, you know, feel lonely or feel tempted or whatever. And in those moments, I would ask God for help. So the other day, I had a crazy dream. I woke up, sweat, mind was going over. And I just asked God, I was like, Lord, could you help me get my thoughts right? Because I don't want to do anything. I don't want to say anything. I don't even think anything that is not of your will. And as soon as I said that, my phone went off. Now, you have to understand, when I go to sleep, my phone is on mute. But for some reason, randomly, by chance, my phone was on sound and my mom called. I don't know. It just clicked for me, the randomness of how everything just folds together. You know, when you ask God for help or when you ask God for a certain thing, He'll give you the help or He'll give you the desire of your heart. It just doesn't ultimately look the way you want it to look. When your dreams or when your goals or when your desires in this life, when you bring them to God and you ask God for help and it doesn't go the way you want it to go, know that it is not a setback, it is a setup. Or when you make a mistake that has cost you emotionally, mentally, maybe even financially, know that it is not a setback, but it is a setup. I've had moments in my life where I really thought, dang, this is going to break me. This is going to whatever, whatever. But it was ultimately a setup for God to make me, mold me, shape me. And maybe that's what it is for you. You know, I remember when I was in college going to this party and I heard the Holy Spirit tell me not to go. And I was like, nah, I'm going. I'm going to the party. So I went. And when I went in there, I swear to you, it just felt so dark. You know, not only the atmosphere in the sense of it was dark with very little lights, but it just felt like I wasn't supposed to be there. Security came through, came, got people arrested, whatever. I didn't get arrested, but, you know, it was one of those wild things. And you see people doing drugs and you see people living it up or getting lit or whatever you want to call it. And when I got back to the dorm, I felt really convicted because the Lord had already told me, don't go. And it felt like a major mistake for me because I'm like, here I am listening to God and He tells me not to do something and I do it anyway. And this is what has happened. And I had a setback in my mind, but it was only a setup in God's mind and in God's plan. Because the reality is, he allowed me to go to that party so that I could see what he wanted me to see. And sometimes God will allow you to have a mistake so that he can then set you up for a lesson, a teaching moment. So if you made a mistake recently that you feel like has cost you something or has set you back in life and that your life is no longer on track, that is not the case. It is on track. It's right on track. It's right where you need it to be. It's right where God needs you to be. You are right where you need to be. We often get in our minds that we make our lives so bad because we make a mistake or because the reality of the situation does not meet our expectation in our minds, we can't move forward properly. And that's not the case. The reality is, the way your life is going, it is ultimately used for God's glory and for your benefit as well. These past few weeks, you've heard me say, all things work for the good of those that love the Lord who have been called according to his riches and glory. I've said that on multiple episodes. What that means is that whether good, bad, happy, sad, sunny, rain, good job, or horrible mistake, God's plan for your life remains the same. You can't mess up the plan God has for you because of a mistake. And you can't be off track because your idea of your life did not flow the way you thought it would. You can't be off track with that because God's plan ultimately will overshadow your own. It's supposed to be that way. His plan is perfect. Yours is not. Ultimately, what I'm trying to say is we get this sense that setbacks are because of our own hand or because it did not play out the way we wanted it to. It's like the movie in our mind did not meet up with the reality. And that's okay, because it's not a setback. It's just God paving the way for you to see his plan come to pass. Maybe you made a mistake. Maybe you failed. Maybe you told yourself you would never go back to smoking and you smoked. Or maybe you told yourself you'd never go back to the internet and you started surfing and looking at crap. I don't know what it may have been. But you have to understand that that mistake did not set you back. God is going to use that to get the glory out of it. Because it all works out. It all works out. It all works the way God needs it to work. And you just got to trust and believe that your life is not over. It's just beginning. That your life is not off track. It's on the right path. Because God is going to lead you past everything and anything that you need to get through. To get to the next place in your journey. This has been the Vessel Podcast. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next week. All right, now. Peace.